Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. A lot to get to. Kyle behind the glass. Combo-Con coming up. We'll tell you about our great prize today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, y'all got to stop trying to shoot the messenger, man. I mean, if somebody says something you don't like, man, you know, just don't like it. Don't start, you know, sending an angry and mean text.
This is about your quarterback list?
No, I'm not talking about it. I'm just talking in general. Because here's one thing that I know. Most people that are really, like, tough like that, they ain't tweeting. You know what I mean? So it's like,
they ain't about that life?
They ain't really about that life. Most people I know that's really about that action, they ain't on Twitter sending angry texts to folks.
It's about the list.
No, it's not. It's not about the quarterback list. I'm just saying. It's just like, I'm just saying, y'all out here sending all these angry texts, calling people names and stuff.
Yeah.
You ain't about that action, so stop it. Just relax, man.
Well, if you're asking for people to relax, today might not be the show for them. 215-592-9494, because we have a lot to discuss here. And guys, before we get into everything, we have a lot of audio to play and to react to, including Hugh Douglas going to a different stratosphere. I mean, this guy's worn a lot of hats.
But apparently,
he's truly an insider. We'll get to that coming up. Hugh, before we get to everything, I got to tell you, because this gets louder and louder. As I want this to die down, it gets louder and louder and louder. And I do have now, this morning and moving forward, I have genuine concern that this nonsense, drama, infighting, whatever's going on with the Eagles could hurt this team and derail this season. And I do. And we could say, I know it's going to happen today. Giglio, you're a baby. You're scared.
You are a little baby.
That's fine. You know what I've seen? You know what I have? I have history on my side. You have hope on your side. I've seen many potential dynasties derailed by internal drama. The Eagles' biggest opponent the rest of the season is not the Rams. It's not the Lions. It is not the Seahawks. It is not the Packers. It is not the Denver Broncos or the Bills or whatever the hell comes out of the AFC. The biggest factor for the Eagles, the biggest opponent for the Eagles, are themselves.
I agree with that.
And I've seen this before. The Seattle Seahawks should have won more than one Super Bowl at Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom. They fought their way out of a dynasty. The Los Angeles Lakers, I guess, had a dynasty, but they certainly should have kept it going for longer with Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. And they won, and I'm sure Lakers fans then were like, shut up, whoever the talk show host was, then we're going to win for the next 5 years. And then what happened? They broke it up, and they didn't win as much as they should have because they fought internally. You go back before that, and we loved it here when it broke up, but let's be real about it. The Dallas Cowboys of the 90s should have kept winning, but the coach was knocked out of there because the owner and coach couldn't see eye to eye. We've seen this before. I mean, this happens all the time in professional sports where a team has the ability to do something really special over a long period of time, and they let internal nonsense, whatever it is, whether it's money, whether it's credit, whether it's who else knows what really is the root of this one, get in the way of it. And this thing is not dying down. And you might say, well, yeah, you're happy with this because you have a talk show. Well, but I also want the team to win. And this isn't helping them win. Hugh, I have genuine concern this morning that this situation, which does not seem like it has an ending here, every day there's more coming out, is going to impact this football team. Hugh, where do you come down? I mean, you lived one. I mean, you were part of one, and maybe it wasn't going to be a dynasty, but you guys certainly could have won, and that Eagles group, I know you were at the end of your career, but that Eagles group with Donovan and T.O. should have won for a longer period than they were able to. Where do you come down? Like, do you think this could derail this thing and hurt this team moving forward?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so because of some of the things that I talked about yesterday. You got two guys that clearly don't like each other in the same huddle. Mm. And they figured out how to make it work last year and won the Super Bowl. You know, so that right there, I think that it's more big of a deal to us outside this building than it is inside the building. Now, I say that off of the heels of what Derek Gunn said about people in the building talking about it and everything. I think there's probably some camp that wants Jalen to change a little bit, and they're at their wits' end about trying to figure out how to do that. Mm. But with that being said, team is 8-2. That's phenomenal, especially coming off a year where you just won the Super Bowl and you're in position to win another one. So to think that this will derail some things, I don't think so. This is the equivalent of what was that Rob Zombie movie where the Devil's Rejects? You remember that movie?
Sure.
And that dysfunctional family and how they were, but they were real dysfunctional. They going around, you know, doing all this other stuff, but They were family. This kind of what this feels like. Now, I know that there's a lot going on between AJ and, you know, Jalen that we don't know about. I think it's a lot deeper than I was going to recklessly speculate on yesterday, but I'm going to go ahead and keep that to myself. There's a lot, man, but they found a way to, with all that adversity, to keep this thing together.
They did, and I think it's a very fair point. I'm sure many people listening right now are like, Joe, come on. They won the Super Bowl last year, and they had an issue last year. You know what they had last year? They had a get-out-of-jail-free card, guys. They had the best running game we've ever seen. They had a running back on the path to 2,500 yards. We don't have that. At some point, let's be real. At some point, one of these games is going to come down to they're down a score in the fourth quarter, and they're going to need to go move the ball through the air to go do it. And you might say, well, just throw it to Devontae. And all right, then maybe that works. But at some point, there's going to be a moment where Jalen and AJ got to be on the same page, and they got to make a play together. And I don't know if they're going to make it as all this turns. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned that the Eagles drama could derail this season? I am. Because it's not... it's not ending. You know, last year, you go back to last year, right? The loudest it got was the week where Brandon Graham did his show, right? And then it was all that week and blah, blah, blah. And Nick Sirianni, he had to fix it. You go to that Sunday. So, what, 6 days after the BG show? And that's where Jalen had the "Is That What Y'all Wanted to See" game. And from there, it was kind of quiet. This year, we've had 2 weeks of this. It hasn't quieted down. They've won games. It hasn't quieted down. It's getting louder. In fact, let's hear it yesterday. Derek Gunn, of course, a couple days ago on his post-game show with Seth Joyner, had a lot to say. He doubled down. Inside the Birds podcast, Derek Gunn doubling down on everything. Here is him yesterday explaining really where his report came from, why now, and standing by his reporting.
Last week, Diana Rossini put a story out there that there are a number of players that are frustrated with Jalen Hurts and the way he runs this offense. So I added to the story on Sunday night that is not just players, but there's people throughout the organization that are frustrated with the way Jalen runs this offense. Now, you know me long enough to know, like I asked Seth and like I asked Mark, I said, you guys have known me long enough to know that I won't put anything out there unless my facts are facts. And so I've been sitting on this for a while, and Diana put it out there first. I said, okay, it's time to talk about this. But there are a number of players that are thoroughly frustrated with the way Jalen has run, or lack thereof, run the offense. He's been talked to by coaches and other people in the organization. They practice the offense and getting ready for an opponent a certain way. But when the game comes around, those plays are not run the way they were practiced. And if you remember, if you go back to that Green Bay game, when he threw the bomb late in the game to AJ, and he didn't catch it. We saw Nick Sirianni on the sideline screaming, why? Why? And then Devontae Smith said in the postgame, well, number one and number 11 call that play, and whatever one and 11 wants, they get, and we just roll with it. But this is becoming a problem.
All right, so becoming a problem, Derek Gunn doubling down. And then how about this element of yesterday, hearing this, because, you know, the Eagles Insider of the Year is a major thing on the afternoon show. And you hear the names. I mean, we know Diana Rossini has been on top of this the whole time. Great reporter for The Athletic. D. Gunn, great reporter here in Philadelphia. And then a man who wears many hats, his name was dropped into this. Here's the other part of what Derek said on the podcast.
And on social media, all day on Monday, people have been coming at me. I don't know what I'm talking about. You're wrong. He's a Super Bowl MVP. He's been to two Super Bowls. The team is 8-2, so on and so forth. I get it. They're fans. But they don't understand the inner working mechanisms of what we're talking about here. And I'm not the only one that's starting to talk about this now. There's other people talking about this as well. And when information starts coming from inside the building, that tells you, in a lot of ways, is deliberately being leaked to bring attention to it and maybe to get this guy to rethink his position and his thinking when it comes to games. But winning will mask a lot of things, right? When you win, it's Camelot. Everybody's happy. And I don't care how you get those 8 wins. I don't care how you get the number one seed, as long as you get it. And the bottom line, yes, that is. But this is an internal problem. AJ has been telling us about this all season long, about his frustration. He hasn't pinpointed anybody, but we kind of knew who he was talking about. And now it's starting to trickle out in other outlets. And people are like, why are you trying to make up stories? And what? No, no. Me, Hugh Douglas, other people I know, we're not putting it out here just to get clicks. We're not clickbait people. We're putting it out there because our job, your job, is to honestly analyze everything that we know of that goes on within this team. And this is not an isolated case. There historically have been teams, Ray, as you know, that have been dysfunctional and yet still won and won a lot of games and hoisted that Lombardi trophy. And this team may go on and hoist that Lombardi trophy again for a second time in two seasons. But this quarterback situation is something to keep a close eye on because more and more whispers are growing louder and louder about what he's doing with his offense.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The whispers are growing louder because the insiders. Whispering. What does it feel like to be included as the top insider, Hugh Douglas?
Man, listen, let me tell you.
How many hats do you wear?
I have, you know, and especially this goes out to the dude that said I was washed yesterday. I have worked
like,
at McDonald's.
You're like Joe Flacco.
Let me cook.
You are. He's still cooking.
I've worked at McDonald's. I transitioned from McDonald's to a college football player. Went on to play in the pros. Was a sports analyst on television at one point. Till I got a little bit of a tay-tay. Now I became like a radio guru.
Guru.
And now I am an insider.
Wow.
So that dude that called me washed, ha.
You're evolving is what I see.
Ha, ha.
You are evolving.
I have layers.
Yeah. So you, hold on. You started off by putting the fries in the back?
You did.
But I started, you know what, Kyle? I did start off putting the fries in the bag.
And you know what?
Crew cheese.
When we're done with you, you're going to go back to putting the fries in the bag.
Crew cheese, but that's all right. You know what I mean?
You still got life, man.
But on my way down, I will shake a lot of hairs because, you know, I didn't disrespect anybody. So I started off putting the fries in the bag, and I'm going to put the fries back in the bag.
Are you peacocking around here because you're included?
A little bit.
All right, yeah.
Second, wait a minute. Like, I am vying for Insider of the Year.
All right, so listen, we all heard D-Gun, and I think we hear different things. Hugh, of course, is peacocking around here because he's an insider. What I hear is, it's not going away. They're winning, but it's not going away. That's why it reminds me of that Seahawks thing with Russell Wilson. It reminds me of the Lakers thing with Shaq and Kobe. Those teams kept winning at a very high level until there was a breaking point. And I'm concerned that we're going to get to a breaking point here before it's too late. I hope they don't. I mean, I hope they shake hands and they go dominate the Cowboys at Sunday. But I'm just concerned this will not go away. Let's add one more thing to the mix here, and then we could all react together. 215-592-9494. We've wondered for a while, what is this about? Is it just about targets? Is it just about getting involved in the offense? Is there something else going on? Is it changing play? Who knows? Well, DeSean Jackson, he took to his podcast to talk about the relationship between AJ and Jalen and what he seems to know about it. Here's D-Jax on his podcast.
And as you could tell, it's something else going on. And I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it, but I know it's something else going on. That it's not all about football. It's not about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks that I didn't necessarily like. And I'm going to just be honest. And when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's all I'm going to say.
Hugh, what's your reaction to that?
Well, if you want me to recklessly speculate.
Well, you're the insider here.
Yeah, I mean, look, that got you this far.
No, because I've said this before. This is deeper than football. Like, it's felt like that. And I you know, drew a parallel between the Jim Jackson, Tony Braxton, Jason Kidd thing. Now, I don't know if that's the case. That's me recklessly speculating.
Yeah.
But as a man, when you think about certain things that happen in your life that, you know, somebody you call a friend. Like, there comes a point in time where you weigh that friendship against whatever egregious offense that person did to you, right? Like, there's been times where I've told you me and Ike haven't gotten along. And I've been mad at Ike, and I'm pretty sure Ike has been mad at me and all of my other teammates. But the bottom line is this. There's nothing that he could do outside of sleeping with my wife that will stop me or will derail that friendship. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this feels like. There's nothing that I could think of that I could do outside of what I just said that could make me at one point say, that's not my guy anymore. That's not my brother. That is powerful. And that's what this kind of feels like. Because when you start, like, I don't know how these kids use the word family. But family means a lot to me. When I call you family and we're breaking bread and we're doing certain things, we're locked in. And for them to act like this, it has to be something deeper. Because like you said, I've been in those locker rooms, man, and I know how things go. And the fact that, you know, sometimes you don't get along. But as you get older and you mature, you move past all of that. You know, or you say, hey, man, I look at the bigger picture. And this means more to me. This relationship means more to me than whatever petty squabble that I have. This feels like this is a what they say, a valley too steep or a wall too high or something like that.
Sure.
This is what this feels like.
Well,
and
yeah, look.
You just wonder what it is.
Yeah, we all do. I think that this is going to end in a divorce. And could the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year and then it's a divorce between where AJ's out of here? That's probably the best case scenario I could come up with right now. Like if I forecast the next few months, they win the Super Bowl again, even with all this. And AJ's out of here. I just have seen too many examples in my life as a sports fan where this kind of drama does hurt the team at some point. It does stop a dynasty in its tracks. I've seen it in multiple sports. And you could go back to the T.O. Donovan thing here. And then you go to the Cowboys in the early 90s. You go to the Lakers should have won over and over and over again. And eventually Shaq and Kobe are like, we're done with each other. And it hurt that team. They didn't win their last one. Remember the last one they were together, they lost the Pistons in the finals in 2004. And then you go to the Seahawks. How did that team only get to 2 and win 1? They were loaded. So I have concern over 215-592-9494. Are you concerned that drama is going to derail or hurt this football team? Kyle, what are you feeling?
So, every right to completely panic if they lose to the Cowboys.
Okay.
Just putting that out there
Oh, yeah.
Before I say this. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be okay. I really think it's going to be okay. Like, the Eagles have, unfortunately, like you said, you have history on your side. We have probably more pertinent history on our side that this literally just happened last year with this team. And they won the Super Bowl. Like, this team almost thrives in drama situations, which is so weird to say because it's not something you really think about when it comes to, you know, championship sports teams. There's all the drama surrounding it. This is a unique team, a unique city, a unique situation to me. Like this is the little pocket that the Eagles live in. And I think I'd feel a little bit differently if what I heard from DeSean Jackson there, what we heard from D-Gun there, was new stuff. This is the same crap I've been hearing for 2 years now.
It's just getting louder.
It's just getting louder, to be fair. And like, you know, like I said, they lose to doubt. Like, every week that this stuff comes out, it almost forces the Eagles into a must-win situation.
Otherwise, we're going to freak out.
Yeah, because like, I think what is almost propping them up a little bit is the fact that they're 8-2, the fact that they keep winning. Like, so now, unfortunately, they have to go out and beat another tough, I think it's going to be a tough spot for them. I think they have to go and win this one. But as of right now, just given history and their track record, I'm choosing to believe it's going to be okay.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope everyone who feels the way Kyle does is right about this. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on it? Are you concerned this is going to hurt the team and hurt this season? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Dallas sucks. Had to get that out.
Right. It's Dallas week. You gotta throw it in there. Chris, what are you feeling?
Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh Douglas. How you doing today, Hugh?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hugh, I feel bad for you. You're sharing the studio with Casper, the friendly ghost over there. He's scared of his own shadow. It doesn't even.
He's talking about
no, I'm not scared of my scat. I'm scared of them infighting.
Like, which?
Get a dog.
You pulled a Hugh a little bit there.
Did I pull a Hugh?
Yeah, we'll have to revisit it.
We'll get it. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Guys, listen, AJ Brown. When AJ, let me talk to AJ. When DeSean Jackson calls you out, it's bad. One might consider this rock bottom during the intervention. So I don't know what else he needs to see to stop the drama, but I don't know. Guys, we will, as fans, we'll hold this team together, and we're going to win another Super Bowl because of us, the fan base, because that's what we do. We're like the glue. We keep everything together.
I like this.
Yeah. And the Eagles, the organization is strong enough. We got strong coaches. We're going to be able to keep this runway train on the tracks. And again, the glue is going to help you. Guys, I know we like analogies on the social, so I kind of parallel this to this. Let me run this by you and see what your thoughts are. Imagine this. It's a parallel to WIP staff, right? Let's look at Joe DeCamera. He's kind of like AJ Brown type of character, right? He's the one guy that is so full of himself that he'll step out there and tell everybody how great he is. But he's aging. He's physically breaking down. But he's still loud.
He's in his 40s.
He's not that old.
Yeah, but he's got busted. But he's got the body of a 90-year-old Hugh.
Well,
you know, kind of like AJ. AJ's in his late 20s. He shouldn't be this busted down, but he is.
To be fair, sometimes in life people age quicker than others. I mean, that does happen. Yeah,
the Benjamin
Button. And then I look at Spike Eskin, right? Spike's kind of like the Jalen Hurts character. And I know Spike's going to take a lot of pride in the fact that I'm comparing him to Jalen, because that's his quarterback, right?
Sure, he loves him, yeah.
He's a huge fan of Jalen's, right? But, you know, very talented, but stubborn. Got some nepotism in him. You know, Jalen's dad was a football coach, so he was raised in the industry. You know, Spike and Pops was around the studio there. You know, but loved by some and then hated by others, like a total polar fan base. And that's kind of how I feel Spike. Now we got Blue Jeans Lincoln, right? Blue Jeans is like Nick Sirianni, And then, you know, Ike and John, they're like Big Dom. They're like trying to be the peacekeepers. Hugh, I didn't mention you because you're not really a peacekeeper. You're more of a troublemaker. Here's what I need you to do today, though. Mm-hmm. You know, stick with your roots and help Joe. You teach him how to put the fries in the bag.
Put the fries in the bag, Joe.
I love that we found out that Hugh started off putting the fries in the bag. Chris, I will do my best to not be scared, but I am. And Chris appreciates the phone call. You call me Casper the Friendly Ghost or whatever. I've seen plenty of teams. Like, guys, we had a T.O. Donovan thing here that was a pretty big deal. Like, I've seen plenty of teams be derailed by their own nonsense. If the Eagles don't win it again, it's not because the Rams are 10 times better or the Broncos are better or the Patriots or whoever the hell they might play in the Super Bowl, the Bills or the Chiefs again, even though Hugh has the Chiefs eliminated already. It doesn't matter. Like,
they ain't going away.
I'm not done with them yet. If this thing doesn't go where we want it to go, it's because of themselves. I am concerned of the infighting. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned this Eagles drama is going to hurt this season? We'll get all your phone calls up. Rhea will join us next. Her take on all of it. It is the Midday Show. We'll tell you about our prize we're giving away on the other side. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football's in full swing, and let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatic Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays against any first-half injury. Some books protect your bets from the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatic Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop. Fanatic Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up your parlay. That means when a player gets injured in the first half, boom, you better play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track the player performance in Fanatic Sportsbook app, and the payout is super fast, too. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.